reports are coming in that Gaddafi has been killed, which of course is of great significance for Libya. It's also of great significance for the NATO forces that have been assisting the transitional council in Libya, and hopefully this will be the beginning of the end of the conflict there. Whether this will be the end of the conflict or not is immaterial. Gaddafi represents the Libyan regime. Gaddafi represents Libya's past. So now this must be seen as a disjuncture, in the same way that Saddam Hussein's capture was in Iraq. It's not that surprising. I don't think it's particularly surprising that Gaddafi has been killed. I don't think there's a way out for him, or any safe passage for him in the international community. He's persona non grata in the Arab world. The International Criminal Court, he may have been tempted by the voice that would have given him and the lengthy proceedings over war crimes and crimes committed against his own people that would have panned out. He's a great speaker and he may have enjoyed that stage. I think for Libya and for the Transitional Council, it's probably better that Gaddafi has been killed, because it will allow the whatever future government takes shape to draw a line in the sand and move on and create new relations with countries in the Mediterranean and Europe and in the Middle East and North Africa and Africa, outside the shadow of Gaddafi's legacy. Because had he remained alive and gone to the International Criminal Court, I think he would have dominated news events concerning Libya for quite some time. Through his death and the end of his regime and his leadership, this presents the best possible opportunity for Libya to start a new chapter in its troubled history. Let's look at Libya within its context. The European states had great interests in getting involved and removing him. America, the same. But if we look at Syria, for example, absolutely there's a similarity between Gaddafi and the Assad regime there, in the sense that the Assad regime has nowhere to go. They represent the small 5-6% Alawi community. So if that regime is overthrown, it's in trouble, and Assad and his colleagues are in trouble. But we cannot expect, and should not expect, I don't think anyone expects, there to be the same level of Western intervention in Syria, for example.